我前面一点，我可以看到你啊，
现在看到他，好的。
呀 信耶稣得永生。
Today we're talking about believing in Jesus and gain eternal life.
这是谁给我们的应许？
This is a promise God gave to us.
也是谁给我们的恩典？
Also, it's a grace from God.
虽然短短的几句歌词，但是里边的意思就是非常的深厚。
Yeah, even though it's only a very simple sentence, but it's very give a lot of information.
所以我们每个人都要确实的知道什么是信耶稣。
So every one of us, we need to know what it means to believe in Jesus.
如果你搞不懂什么是信耶稣，你怎么样可以得永生的？
So if you don't understand what it is, believe in Jesus, how do you gain eternal life?
在我们心中打一个大的问号。
We need to put a big question mark in our heart.
所以我们要确定，每一个信耶稣的人都能够明白什么是信耶稣？
So every believer need to make sure they understand what it is believe in Jesus.
让我们确定，我们知道得到可以得到这个永生。
We need to make sure we know how do we get internal life.
所以有的时候人问我们，什么是信耶稣啊？
Sometimes people ask me, what is believe in Jesus?
很多时候不知道怎么回答，
Sometimes we don't know how to answer this question.
所以很多时候就回答：“信耶稣就是信耶稣啊。
Sometimes people will say, believe in Jesus, just believe in Jesus.
”这个不是答案啊。
This is not the answer.
还有人说，信耶稣就是一种的信仰。
Some people will say, believe in Jesus is kind of a belief.
它是我们一种精神上的寄托。
It's a kind of a spiritual sustenance.
你没有办法的时候，你心灵感觉到空虚的时候，你找个什么东西可以依靠？
Sometimes, if you feel empty in your heart, you will try to find something to rely on.
好像有人找一个这个。习惯一个喜欢做的事情，他怎么想
Hobby.
？Hobby，
Some people maybe found a hobby.
在北方呢，有很多人养鸟啊，有的人养只狗啊，养只猫啊，等等等等。
Some people maybe raise a cat, dog, or a bird.
有的人呢？他找一种的信仰，去研究啊，去这样观察，靠着这样子，让他的神经，让他的心灵有一个东西在做。
Some people maybe do some research, some religion research, and in his mind he analyzes some of things.
不会显得很空虚。
Yeah, so that way they can feel the emptiness.
也有一种人说，信耶稣是一种宗教的活动。
Some people may say believe in Jesus is a kind of a religion activity.
好像佛教徒到了节气的时候，他们到山上去烧香磕头，去拜拜。
Just like Buddhists, when they during the festival, they go to the mountain to burn incense and the koto.
所以可以看到，这个在这个佛教的国家里头，在节气的时候，人都跑出来，跑到庙里头去烧香磕头。
Yeah, if you look at a lot of country, a lot of like Buddhists. Buddhist country, during the festival, a lot of people will go to the temple to burn incense and koto.
所以有人说，信耶稣也是这样子，到礼拜天，你到礼拜堂去敬拜神。
Some people say believe in Jesus just like a religion activity during Sunday. You go to church to worship.
你跑去敬拜是唱诗、祷告啊、读经啊、讲道啊。
Yeah, to go to church to worship, sing hymns, read the scripture, pray, and listen to sermons.
还有很多教会完了以后吃一顿，
After worship, you had a lunch together.
好像咱们挨点堂，
Just
等一下要有一个午餐招待大家，欢迎大家参加。
like our church, we have a lunch together after worship.
吃完饭以后，好，下个礼拜见了。
So we say, see you next week after lunch.
信耶稣就是这样子吗？
Is that the meaning of believe in Jesus?
到底什么是信耶稣？
So what exactly believe in Jesus mean?
回答这个问题，告诉大家，信耶稣包括两个条件。
So to answer this question, we need to answer two conditions.
第一个条件就是相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，他是真神。
First, believe Jesus. We need to believe he is the Son of God. He's the true God.
第二个就是相信耶稣是救主，愿意接受他做我们个人的救主。
Secondly, we need to believe he's a savior. We need to accept him as our personal savior.
第一个，我们再想一下，信耶稣是相信耶稣是神的儿子，是救真神。
First, we need to look at believe Jesus. We need to believe he is Son of God, is a true God.
有人看到的耶稣是一个人。
Humans see Jesus is a human.
但照着耶稣自己。和圣经的记载告诉我们，时候到了，谁差遣他的独生子来到世界上？
In the Bible, in the scripture, we can see when time comes, God sent his son to earth.
圣经告诉我们说，道成了肉身。
Bible told us, world become flesh.
借着童女玛利亚生下来，
Jesus was born from Virgin Mary.
不经过亚当的传统，
So it's not go through Adam, this line.
玛利亚是经过圣灵感孕，能够生下耶稣来。
Virgin Mary is pregnant by Holy Spirit.
所以，耶稣没有原罪，没有亚当的罪。
So that way, Jesus don't have sin. The sin come from Adam.
那是完全圣洁的。
He's 100% holy.
除了他以外，没有一个人就有他这样子的背景。
Besides Jesus, there is no one in the world is like that.
因为我们都是亚当的后代，
Because all of us are come from the Adam.
从亚当得到生命，从亚当得到罪。
We gain life from Adam, and we also inherited the sin from Adam.
罗马书告诉我们非常清楚，
In the Bible, it tells us very clearly.
告诉我们说，虽然我们没有犯亚当所犯的罪。但是我们的罪和亚当是一样的。
In the Bible, told us even though we didn't committed sin like Adam, but we have a sin just like Adam.
因为亚当犯了罪，圣经告诉罗马书告诉说，罪从一个人进入世界。
In the book of Rome told us the sin is come from one person to the world.
罪进到世界，污染了所有的一些被造之物。
So once the sin came to the world, it polluted all the creation in the world.
不单单是我们人，我动物、植物，就是山川河海，加上这个星球，都被罪恶所污染。
Not only our human being, also even the animal, plant, every nature all polluted by sin.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
原来死证明了这个罪的存在。
So death actually prove there is a sin.
因为罪的工价就是死，
Because the price of the sin is the death.
人人都要死。
Everyone will die.
你知道哪一个人不死啊？
Do you know anybody not die anymore?
不管你活多久，有一天还是要来。
Whatever how long you live, one day you will die.
不是自己要，而是神所命定的。这是希伯来书里边告诉我说，按着定命，人人都有一死。
In the book of Hebrew told us, everyone will die.
所以你是人的话，最后这一天终究要回来，要来。
Yeah, so that's why if you are a human being, one day the death will come.
谁按照他的计划，时候到了，他差遣他的独生爱子耶稣基督降世，变成一个人。
So God has his own plan. When time comes, he sent his son become a human to come to our world.
取了这个人的样子。
He has our human looking.
但是他没有罪，
But he is no sin.
所以他最后反而被钉在十字架上。
But at the end, he was crucified on the cross.
没有罪，为什么要把他钉在十字架上呢？
So why, if he has no sin, why he died on cross?
因为他上十字架是为了我们的缘故，
He went to the cross because it's our sin.
他上十字架担当了我们的罪，
So he died on the cross for our sin.
为了我们，他付上这个死的作为代价，做罪的代价。
Because of us, he died on the cross.
不是他犯了罪，而是为我们的关系。
Not because he sinned, he paid the price for our sin.
所以耶稣说，每次吃这个饼喝这杯的时候，你要纪念他。
So that's why we say every time we eat the bread and drink the cup, we need a remember and thank him.
他曾经受过人间的痛苦。
He was suffered all the pain, suffering in this world.
各种的这个痛苦，他都为我们受了。
All kinds of suffering.
并且死在十字架上。
Eventually, he died on the cross.
这十字架是一个羞辱的符号，是一个，不是一个人挂在这儿一个很漂亮的东西，而是提醒我们是受刑罚的一个地方。
Cross is not a beautiful thing. It's kind of a to punish the criminals.
今天我们很多人不明白，把那个十字架带在身上，挂在身上，挂在这里边呢，以为是很好看。
Today, some of people put the cross on the as a jewelry on the neck.
不知道在耶稣的时代，十字架是钉罪人的地方。
During the Jesus time, cross is it's a punishment for the criminals.
不但是这样子，还要自己背着十字架到被钉的地方。
Not only that, you need to carry the cross to the location by himself.
被钉在十字架上。
And crucify on the cross.
很多人就不明白，他是一个人。怎么可以是谁呢？
A lot of people don't understand why he is a human, but also how can He also be a God.
你怎么想？你怎么给他解释呢？
How do you explain that?
我们的解释是这样子：他是神，成为一个人的样子。
We will say he is the God and become a human.
所以人看到他的时候，只能看到人的样子。
So when we saw him, we only can see his as a human being.
不知道他实在的是谁，
He actually is a God.
他是一个100%的神，也是100%的人。
He's 100% God. Also, he is 100% human.
他来到世界上，是为了我们的缘故，来拯救我们，为了我们的缘故才来的。
So he come to this world to save us.
所以，我们不承认他是神，就等于不承认他的恩典，他的救恩。
So if we are not recognize he is the God, then we are not recognize his salvation.
这世界上没有第二个人可以为别人死，去拯救别人。
There is no other human in this world can sacrifice himself to save others.
唯有我们耶稣基督，他为我们死了，为我们复活了。
Only Jesus, he died for us, and also he raised for us too.
直接在天上为我们祷告，
Now he is in heaven, pray for us.
如果不相信他是神，就等于说他不可能救我们。
If you don't believe Jesus is the God, then that means you are not don't believe he can save us.
他之所以成为我们的救主，因为他是神。
He become our savior because he is the God.
所以在圣经里头充满了各样的这个文字，告诉我们说，耶稣是谁。
In the Bible, there are a lot of places tell us Jesus is God.
并且没有一个人不经过耶稣、不透过耶稣可以到神面前。
Then nobody can go to the God. Without go through Jesus.
所以，第一件事情，信耶稣就是相信真正的 从心里头相信耶稣是神。
So believe in Jesus, that means you need to believe he is the true God.
第二件事情就是相信他是救主。
Second, you need to believe he is a savior.
很多人说：“OK，OK，他是谁
Some people say it's okay, he is a God.
？”他是谁又怎么样呢？和我有什么关系呢？
What is this to do with us?
这关系就是说，他是我们的救主。
So the relation is he is also our savior.
我相信他是救主，可以拯救我。
So we believe he is a savior can save us.
这样子把我们和神挂在连在一起了，
So that's why we connect God with us.
产生一个关系。
The relationship.
是耶稣基督拯救了我们。
Jesus saved us.
我们自己没有办法把我们的罪除去。
There is no way for us to get rid of our sin.
没有存着罪，没有除去罪，带着罪，我没有办法回到神的面前。
So we have sin. If we cannot clean the sin from us, we cannot face the God.
必定要把罪除掉，变成一个义人，我们可以回到神的面前。
We need to get rid of our sin and become righteousness person, then can face the God.
但是我们可以做什么东西使我变成义人的，没有罪的人？
So, what we can do to make us become a righteousness?
你不管做什么，都不够好，都不够。
Whatever you do, it's not enough.
谁说你没有办法？一个罪人，你不管怎么做，仍然是个罪人。
As a sinner, whatever you do, you're still a sinner.
在我们生命里头，没有一点好处，
There's no
都是
merit in
被
our
罪。
body. Yeah.
被罪所污染，
Everything in our body is polluted by sin.
所以我想把罪除去，一定要想一个办法。
So if we want to get rid of sin, we need to have a way, find a way.
什么办法呢？
What we can do?
如果你有圣经的话，请你翻到《约翰福音》第三章。
If we have Bible, let's turn to Book of John, chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章，在新约的《约翰福音
Book of John, chapter 3.
》，约翰福音三章第16节。
Verse 16, 3:16.
约翰福音第三章16节怎么说呢？如果找到以后，也和我一起来念第16节。来，请
尘埃碎
是呢，圣旨
下
将他
他
的
求生子赐给
给
他们，
他们，
叫
叫
一
你
切信
信
他
他的。
的不至
不至灭亡，反得永生。
Chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
为什么不至灭亡，反得永生呢？
Why we say not perish but have internal life?
灭亡是死，让我们死， 什么东西让我们死了？是罪让我们死。
Perish is a death. Because our sin, we will have death penalty.
什么是永生呢？
God is has eternal life.
永生是和神永远活在一起。
So eternal life means you live forever with God together.
怎么样让我可以免除死亡？得到永生。
So how can we avoid perish and have an eternal life?
只有一个办法，
Only one way.
就是说，叫我们一切相信他的，相信神独生子的。
So whoever believes in him, that means believe as his only son.
可以避免死亡，反而得永生。
So should not perish but have eternal life.
这个地方告诉我们说，我们得救是因信称义。
So here, Bible told us. We are saved by our faith.
因为我们相信。耶稣是他独生子，谁的独生子？
Because we believe Jesus is his only son.
也就是相信耶稣是神。
Also believe Jesus is the God.
因为相信耶稣是神，我们的罪就被赦免了。
So, because we believe Jesus is the God, so our sin was forgiven.
叫我们不至灭亡，反得永生。
So, not perish but have eternal life.
所以，第一个条件就是我必须要承认、相信耶稣就是神，这样子我们才可以得到罪得赦免的恩典。
So the first condition we need to believe Jesus is a God. So that's why our sin can be forgiven.
这样子，我们才可以得到永生。
That way we can have eternal life.
第二个条件就是接受他做我们个人的救主。
So the second condition is that we have to accept him as our savior, our personal savior.
其实他来到世界上拯救世人，他不是。拯救每一个世人，而是拯救那些相信他，并且向他认罪、求他赦免我们罪的人，我们的罪才得到赦免。
So he come to this world to save us, but not every of us, only one believe him and also ask him to forgive our sin.
所以不是说哦，你是救主，好了，我得救了。
So not just say, "Oh, you are the savior. We all saved."
而是因为我们向他承认我们的罪，求他饶恕。
So we need to confess our sin and ask his forgiveness.
我们怎么样知道？我们怎么样去饶恕另外一个人？
So how do we forgive other people?
是因为这个人要告诉我们，他对我们的亏欠，然后求我们赦免他、饶恕他。
So the other one should tell us he asked our forgiveness. And
如果不知道你的罪，你自己都不知道什么是得罪谁的地方，谁怎么饶恕你呢？
if you don't know, we have a sin, and we don't know how to ask God to forgive us.
所以，我们向神承认我们知道的罪和不知道的罪，
So we need to confess to the God all the things we know, also all the things we don't know.
求他赦免我们原
Ask,
处，
asking for forgiveness.
这样子我们的罪才得到赦免。
So that way our sin can get for God will forgive our sin.
所以，我们怎么样去接受耶稣？
How do we accept Jesus?
第一个，就是要借着祷告向神表白我们对他的信心。
First, we need to confess our faith in Jesus through prayer.
承认他是谁的独生子，他就是神。
Acknowledge that he is the only son of God and that he is the true God.
一直到今天，世界上还有很多的人不肯承认耶稣是神。
Today, there are a lot of people in this world that are not acknowledge Jesus is the God.
其中一个最大的一批人就是犹太人。
There is a largest group of people in this world. One of them is the Jews.
他一直到今天，他还不肯承认耶稣是神。
Even today, Jews they are not acknowledge Jesus is the God.
所以他们一直在神的这个管教之下。
So they are always under the judgment of God.
希望他们能够有一天明白过来。啊，谁就是耶稣？耶稣就是谁？
Hopefully, one day they will recognize Jesus is the God.
圣经清楚地告诉我们，到最后，所有的犹太人都要悔改。
In Bible, there clearly state that one day all the Jews will repent.
当你明白圣经的时候。你会感觉到非常的惊讶，这许多的事情好像非常多的这个程序啊，最后变成一个。
So if you understand the Bible, you will surprise. All this, lot of clue eventually become a clear picture.
因为人的行为、人的想法，让我们。不能够回到谁的面前？
Because of the human thinking and thoughts, they prevent us come back to the God.
所以，谁特别差遣他的独生爱子耶稣基督来到世界上，把他的爱讲给我们听？
So that's why God sent His only Son to this world to show us the love and tell us the love.
让我们可以借着相信，借着向他承认我们自己的罪，得到赦免，得到他的悦纳。
So that's why we can go through Him to confess our sin and ask for forgiveness.
最后得到拯救，
Finally, we can get saved.
最后得到永生。
And eventually we'll gain eternal life.
这就是神在我们身上定的旨意。
So this is the will God put on us.
借着向谁，借着向谁承认耶稣是独生爱子，是谁的独生爱子，是谁，并且接受他。做我们的救主，
So based on the acknowledge Jesus is the only Son of God, it's our Savior. Eventually, we accept Him as our personal Savior.
我接着承认他是谁的儿子，是谁，我们得到重生，得到一个生命。
Acknowledge he is the Son of God, our Savior, then we can gain the eternal life.
接着向他承认我们自己的罪，接受他是我们的救主，我们的罪得到赦免。
Confess our sin and accept he is our Savior so our sin can be forgiven.
所以就有两样事情是，
There are two conditions here.
所以当一个人信了耶稣以后，有什么改变呢？有什么好处呢？
So, what benefit will we have after we believe in Jesus?
可以从两个方面讲，一个方面就是立刻得到的福气。
We can discuss this in two aspects. First one is that immediately we have benefits.
许许多多的福气。
A lot of benefits.
我个人选了10样，
I pick one, 10 benefits here.
我现在和大家分享。
I'll share this with you guys.
除了这10样以外，你可以想，在这10样之外还有什么东西，还有什么样的福气，带来和大家一起分享。
Besides those 10 points, I will share with you. And also, you can think about others and can share with others after the sermon.
第一个我可想到的就是出死入生，罪得到赦免。
First one is the death to life and being saved.
让我们免除死亡，就是对罪的一个刑罚，死亡。然后呢，得到神的拯救。
We can avoid the death, the punishment for the sin, and we are saved by the God.
呀，第二样，罪得到赦免。
Second one is the sins are forgiven.
如果不能够，罪不能赦免，罪始终是在那里。
So if the sin was not forgiven, the sin is always with us.
我不能带着罪回到天上，回到天家。
We cannot go to the heaven with sin.
所以我们的罪得到赦免了，没有了。
The sin is gone and forgiven.
呀，第三样就是得到一个灵里头可以有重生，重生得救了。
So the third one is a spiritual rebirth. We become a rebirth again.
什么是重生？就是在灵里头再被生过一次。
So, what is a spiritual rebirth? It means we reborn again spiritually.
再生个，to be born again，
Born again,
这就是为什么我常常开玩笑说，信耶稣的人生2次，死一次。
So I always say, believers always have a birth, two births. And one death.
不信耶稣的人生一次，死2次。
Not like Jesus. Jesus is born once, but
怎么说呢？
death to
怎么说呢？信耶稣的人生2次，一次是被爸爸生出来到这世界上。
So we say the believer first birth is a mother.
第二个生，重生，就是在圣灵里头被生出来。
So the second one is we rebirth in the spirit, Holy Spirit.
但是只要死一次，
We only die once.
这个肉体有一天不要睡觉，回到土里头。
Our physical body will die one day and go to the earth.
但是我们的灵魂不会再死。
Our spiritual will not die.
因为我所得到的这个生命是神给我们的生命。
Because our life is come from the God.
永远不死，
You'll never die.
不信的人生一次死两次，就是妈妈把他生了呀，那一次。
The non-believer they die, born twice, die,
不信的人就是
born one,
一次
born once,
，born was just for once,
once,
but die
die
twice.
twice.
你要死亡两次，
So non-believer will die twice.
一次死亡是你的肉体，
The first die is your physical body.
启示录告诉我们说，第二次的死是在地狱里头，那是叫第二次的死。
The second death in hell. The second time.
Second death，
Second death.
是好像我们人信耶稣的人回到天上有永生，will live forever，但是不信的人要到地狱里头去，there you will die for second times，but it's forever。
So the believer will live forever, but the non-believer they will die in the hell the second time.
不是到地狱头转一圈就出来了，出不来了，永远在那里了，永远在死里头。
So you cannot leave the hell. You will stay there forever.
这是在灵里头说，这是一个特别的一个恩典。
So this is a special grace for our believer.
第四就是圣灵内住，有圣灵在我住在我们里边。
The fourth one, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
我信了耶稣以后，我不再孤单，有圣灵在我们心里头引导我们走人生的道路。
So after we believe Jesus, Holy Spirit will live in our heart and lead us to the path.
有圣灵和我们永远同在，
Holy Spirit will with us forever.
第五一项，我们可以做神的儿女。
The fifth one is being children of God.
哎呦，这是何等宝贵的这个恩典啊！你可以做神的儿女。
So, how precious this grace is, we can become a children of God.
享受神所赐给我们、赐给他儿女的一切的福气。
Enjoy all the benefits of as a children of God.
不信的人不是谁的儿女，
Non-believer is not a children of God.
因为他没有圣灵，没有重生。
Because they don't have Holy Spirit, they don't have rebirth.
他是人的儿女。
They are the humans'
亚当的
children,
儿女，
Adam's children.
我不是谁的儿女，
We are children of God.
宝贵的很。
Very precious.
第六项，圣灵的家，神给我们一个属灵的家，这个家就是主的教会。
The sixth point, we will have a spiritual home. God will give us a home. This home is our church.
当你信了耶稣以后，你就变成这个家里面的一员。
After you believe Jesus, you become a member of this family.
家永远打开他的大门，欢迎你进来。
The door of home is always open for you.
这是我们礼拜天，不是单单来做个礼拜。吃个午餐就回去了，而是到 自己家人看见自己的亲人。
So Sunday we come to church. It's not only just come to church, worship, and go back home. Actually, it's like we go back our home to see our family.
对我们属世界的家，我们都是非常的怀念。
We always remember the family in this world.
呀，好像我们中国人特别过新年的时候要回家了。
In Chinese tradition, we always go back home during Spring Festival.
家有什么意思呢？
So what's the meaning of this?
那里有父母，有兄弟姐妹，
We have parents, we have siblings at home.
有我们的邻居，
We have our neighbors.
我们所熟悉的地方，
Yeah, it's everything we're familiar with.
有一种的吸引力，让我们回去看见我们所爱的人。
So that's attract us to come back home, our loved ones.
教会是我们的家，所以礼拜天回来不是单单来唱诗祷告，而是回到家来看见你的亲人。
So, church is our home. So every Sunday we come to church, not only just sing and worship. Also, we meet our family, our relatives.
对不对呀？兄弟啊，这是我的兄弟。
It's our brothers, our brothers.
对呀，这个不信的人没有这样子的福气啊。
Non-believe, they don't have this benefits.
哎呀，第七样事情。永生的盼望，
The fourth one is a hope for eternal life.
我们不是在世界里头飘来飘去这样子，
So we're not just wandering around in the world.
而是每天我们活着有一个盼望，
So we have a hope every day.
有一天我要回到家了，
One day we will go back to our home,
回到天上的家。
the home in the heaven.
世界上的事情常常使我们失望，
The world make us very disappointed.
但是在谁的家里头，在做谁的儿女，我们有一个永生的盼望。
So become a children of God, we have a hope for eternal life.
第八样，住在主耶稣基督里。
The eighth one is living in Lord Jesus Christ.
何等的重要！我不要走到主耶稣基督以外，住在主耶稣基督里，我们享受主里的爱，享受神所为我们预备的一切。
So we live in Jesus Christ. We enjoy all the life with Christ.
魔鬼不能侵害我们，罪恶不能辖制我们。我们是住在主耶稣基督里。
So Satan cannot attack us. The evil cannot infect us because we live in Jesus Christ.
我们信了耶稣以后，有满足的盼望啊，不是盼望，满足的这个真正的满足了。
After we believe in Jesus, we have a true satisfaction.
这什么真正的满足是什么？我们有自由，绝对的自由，有平安，有喜乐。
So we have a true freedom, we have a true peace, and we have true joy.
人的自由、人的平安、人的喜乐，都是根据某一些的事情。
Freedom, peace, and joy, they depend on some conditions.
好像说。人有工作的时候，心里边有平安，有喜乐。
If you have a job, you have a peace, you have a joy.
有一天失业了，没有工作了，没有平安，没有喜乐。
So one day, if you lost your job, you become unemployed, you will lose the peace and the joy.
有人说，金钱可以使他喜乐平安。是啊，有钱的时候非常开心，没有钱了，没有喜乐，没有平安了。
Some people say, yeah, today I am very peaceful and joy because I have a lot of money. But one day, if you lost all your money, you become, unhappy and miserable.
上个世纪，在1930几年的时候，在美国面临了一个经济的大危机。
During the 1930s, there is a big recession in America.
在短短的期间，人把他所有的存款啊、所有的钱啊、所有的什么东西啊，全部丢掉了。
In very short time, some people they lost all their fortunes.
很多的人啊，跳楼啊，自杀了。
Some of them committed suicide. Some of jump from high building.
没有希望了，
Hopeless, they become hopeless.
一生的积蓄全部丢掉。
They lost the lifetime saving.
我们在主耶稣基督里有真的满足。
In Jesus, our Lord, we have a true satisfaction.
最后一项我写出来的就是我们能够爱。
And then we can able to love.
说爱有什么东西？我们都会爱。
Some people say, well, that's not a big deal. We can love.
这个是另外一篇讲道，我没有现在没有办法再仔细去讲啊。这个爱，我是讲的神的爱。
Yeah, I will have another sermon on this topic in the future. The love here we talk about is the God's love.
圣经告诉我们说，我们爱。因为神先爱我们，
In the Bible mentioned, we love because God loved us first.
让我们知道什么是爱，
So we need to understand what is love.
让我们想到爱的真谛。约翰这个，保罗在这哥林多前书里头告诉我们什么是爱。
In a book of Corinthians, Paul tells what is the true love.
我们可以用神的爱去爱人，去爱神。
We can love others based on the God's love.
如果你能够想到第十一样、第十二样、第十三样，也许你可以带到教会来和弟兄姐妹分享。你想到什么其他的？我只是举个例子，十样我想到的，还有一样永久的。一个福气啊，是进到神的荣耀里。
So here, just I give you some example of a benefit, but if you can think more than that, you can share with us in the future. Another one I can think is you can get into the internal life in the
要不在天堂里头。
It's another one is go we can meet our Lord in heaven. Enter his glory.
让我们在天堂里头和神永远同在，这是永远，这是将来的一个好处，有一天我们要得到的。
Yeah, this is the future benefits. We will enter into the glory of
是我们
Lord Jesus.
见神的那一天，我们进入这永远的好处。
Yeah, we will live with God forever.
还有的讲啊，未完待续，请大家等待下个月，我来和大家继续分享我们信了耶稣以后这个巧妙的地方。
So next month, I will continue share with you about the benefits after we believe in Jesus. So to be continued.
请下回分享。OK，
Yeah, to be continued.
哎呦，好笑。OK，所以让我们一起来祷告，好不好？
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，赞美你，谢谢天父。
Dear Lord, thank you.
谢谢你，把你的救恩赐给我们。
Thank you to give us your salvation.
让我们可以借着相信耶稣，能够得到永生。
So let us all believe in Jesus and gain eternal life.
让我们能够罪得赦免，能够回到你的面前。
Our sin can be forgiven and come to in face to you.
主啊，我们为在我中间还没有得救的人向你恳求。
We pray those among us who haven't believed you.
求主今天把你的救恩赐给他们。
Please take care of them.
叫我们在座的每一位都能够确定，我们是信主的人，有永生。
Let everyone here to make sure we believe in Jesus and gain eternal life.
我们的盼望不是在今天，是在永远。
Our hope is not only in today. Our hope is forever, future.
愿主听我们的祷告，祷告
Thanks.
是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Thanks for listening to our prayer. I'll pray in Jesus' name. Amen.